Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the afternoon show. Once again, no Spike, no Fritz, Tom Kelly, Elliot Shore Parks. We got Francisco Rojas back in studio today. And of course, holding it all together, the great Ike Reese. What's happening, Ike?
Am I on? I'm on. Damn it. Breitmeyer. Okay, I'm on.
We're on, Ike.
TK, ESP. Holla at you, boy. I'm not used to getting introduced last. I just want you to know that, TK.
No hodge.
Just for the second time. I mean, for the next time when you're hosting in place of Spike.
Okay.
I'm used to going first.
Well, I was trying to build up to you.
Well, I know.
I got to let the audience, those guys are out today.
Well, this is my listening audience. They know I'm here today.
And I'm used to going last, so you can just.
I'm off to a bad start. Yeah. I'm so focused on not overextending my voice to start out today, because that was the problem with the open yesterday, is I came in a little too hot.
Yeah.
So I was focused on that. I wasn't focused on getting you first.
You're all good, brother. You know I got to fluster you. It's okay.
Oh, it's great.
What's up, brother?
Good, man. And a big day today. We're down at the ballpark today.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into the Phils. Great win for the Phils last night. 10th inning, able to beat the Houston Astros, and getting back on track. And we said we need 5-6 wins this week. That's the way to get started last night.
All right, let me just start off with congratulations on the W last night. My goodness, do we have to sweat out every Zach Wheeler outing?
Against the Astros, yeah, you're going to have to sweat those games. You're not going to blow that team out of the water.
It's not about blowing the team out. It's about how about get some runs for the guy.
That's a good win. They got three runs. The bullpen was electric.
I don't like just three runs. Listen, we're coming off scoring 22 runs in two games, 40-something hits over the weekend. Yes, it was a nice win last night. It's three in a row. It's nice. What I'm asking about is consistency with the offense scoring. Hitting with runners in scoring position. Alec Bohm. Hello, Bohmer. Come on, brother. Wake up. Don't act like they didn't have opportunities last night, TK. Stop throwing bouquets because they won a game last night that maybe you didn't expect them to win. It's a nice win. Point is, plenty of opportunities out there to continue to put runs on the board. And they didn't. Maybe we wouldn't have had to sweat that game out the way that we did.
You're right about Bohm. I don't know what he's doing. Taking that fastball right down the middle, waist high in the eighth inning.
I mean,
that was not a good look.
It was a great at bat. He's battling. And then you take that for a third strike?
That was tough.
Come on, man.
But a good win.
And that's my guy. Love Bohmer.
Well, I mean,
that's my guy.
Let's feel good about the team.
All right, you're
good.
Good
win for the Phils.
Right,
sorry. We'll get more into the Phils.
Bryce Harper with the clutch hit.
Coming up. Bryce Harper.
I always said.
Maybe Elliot motivated him. Elliot said yesterday on the show it wasn't clutch.
Yeah.
Said, you know what, I'm gonna take that and I'm going to shove it in Elliot's face.
Well, look, it's about time there was one Phillies influencer on this show, right?
Oh,
so someone's got to influence the team.
There you go.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, when he hit that, I didn't really know if that was going to get through.
It didn't look like it was going.
I was actually happy and surprised that it got through. When you're right. It was
nice defensive play by him, too.
A great defensive play.
No, he heard you.
Yeah, he heard you. It was about motivating.
Was also a little nervous when Dusty waved a Schwarbaum home there in that spot. I mean, we don't know if he's going to make it, but he scores the run.
Hey, man, that's the new Schwarber, man.
Yeah. Hey, he looks fleet of foot.
Yeah, yeah.
He gets the win. They were also arguing today who would win the race, Schwarber or Hugh. Come on.
Listen. I told the big homie to give it up, man.
Yeah. He's not letting that one go.
Yeah, he got to give it up. I know what it looks like. Listen, because
I kind of slimmed down though a little.
Listen, I'll throw out there too that I could beat certain guys that are still active, right?
Yeah.
Well, not active, but maybe when Alshon was playing, I feel like I was still faster than him. And that was a pipe dream too. But yeah, Hugh was even worse off than I am.
Hey, man, Hugh looks good.
He looks good for his age. He looks good for his age.
Right. Yeah, not happening. But we'll get more into the Phils coming
up
later on.
Doesn't look good compared to a 31-year-old.
No, certainly not. And we love you. Not trying to.
Right. Some people think they can hit a home run. Some people are realistic about their expectations.
Right. This is what happens at this station. We watch so much sports, we start to think that we can do things. Listen, I've often said that P.J. Tucker is in the league. I should have been in the league. If I was 2 inches taller, I would have been in the NBA.
No, you wouldn't have. Two more.
Dude, come on, bro.
You wouldn't have been in the NBA.
Come on, bro. 6'5" in this league?
I think I'm the
only. How did P.J. Tucker get in the league?
I am the only person at this station that's realistic. You think you could have played in the NBA.
Man.
Elliot thinks he can hit a home run.
Bruce
Jack
Bowen.
Thinks he can pitch in the major leagues. I'm the only one who knows.
I think you
got to
believe in yourself.
Reggie Evans?
Yeah.
My man E. Snow?
You could be the Reggie Evans?
I'm just saying these are dudes that were in the league.
I could be a hustle
player. Like I could have been in the league because of those guys.
You could do the Udonis Haslam role. In the later stages of his career. That's what you could do.
TK, you're sleeping on my... Well, I was 30 years ago, is what I'm talking about, man. I was a lot different as an athlete.
All right, well, I'd like to see some tape of you playing basketball back then.
Well, you probably got those Eagles Eagles PAL games or whatever they were
damn
called.
Right. Yeah. Damn right. I was unstoppable in those
starting
games.
Starting player over here.
I was finally living my high school dream. Well, coach wouldn't let me shoot in high school.
Well, there you go. And you ended up on the – I'd say everything worked out pretty well for you. But we'll get to the Phils later on. Big day for the Eagles today. Cut down day coming up at 4 o'clock. We have Elliot here, which is perfect. Elliot will give us the breaking news throughout the course of the show. Eagles have already made a couple moves today. But, you know, following up kind of on what the midday show was talking about today with the Eagles, because we were talking about it before the show, and they were talking about, are the Eagles more likely to win the Super Bowl or miss the playoffs? And when I think about this team, I think it's clearly missed the playoffs. And the question we want to ask today, are we overrating the Eagles coming into this season? And if you want to get in and start the show, 215-592-9494 is how you do so. 215-592-9494. Mm. Because I look at it, and I think there are a lot of holes on this roster that we're choosing not to talk about. Mm. The offensive line, I'm a guardsman. I don't like the situation at right guard with Mekhi Becton. You have Cam Jurgens, a first-time center. You have the defense. There are holes all over this defense. The defensive line, this might be the worst Eagles defensive line going into a season I've seen in years. Mm. The secondary, so many question marks. Linebacker is what linebacker always is. I think we're overrating the Eagles. Ike, your take.
Well, we certainly aren't overrating the Eagles, and I'm starting to feel like, you know, there's a storyline building here with the Eagles that I'm not sure why it's starting to gain some steam. You know, these national guys, I'm watching today, and there's more Jalen Hurts takes. You know, Nick Wright yesterday with his nonsense about the Eagles not even making the playoffs. Like, you mean to tell me someone has the stones or the foresight to predict a team with this type of talent on it is not going to make the playoffs and they're not trolling? Like, what football acumen must you have to come to that conclusion? You can say they're not going to win the Super Bowl. Hell, you can even argue they're not going to win the division. But they're not going to make the playoffs at all? I just don't see that. And listen, if he's right, I'll give him credit for being right. I still think he's just being a hater. And because he knows that Jalen outdueled Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, and we won't let him forget about that. And he's been wrong about the Eagles on so many other occasions. This is just him throwing something else out there because he made comments about Jalen in the past. And see, what's wrong with a lot of guys who are in this business is that it's a blessing and a curse, or it's a double-edged sword. You know, you give an opinion, you give a take, and then you feel like you have to constantly validate that by giving more bad takes on top of that just so you can remain consistent with that.
Well, let's get to what
Can't
Nick Wright
–
So hold on. Hold on. Let me finish what I'm going at, TK. This team will win a minimum of 12 games. Mm. It's a minimum of 12 games.
A minimum of 12
games. Yeah, minimum. 12 games, TK. You got that?
That's crazy.
You got that?
That's crazy. You can say that with this defense.
Did I stutter?
No holes on this defense, Ike.
Yeah. The holes aren't as big as you think they are. That's first and foremost. Secondly, I look at some of these offenses. Yeah, you know, there's some good offenses they face. There's also some offenses that, you know, I think as the season goes on, we're going to be able to at least hold our own defensively. We're going to be able to hold our own defensively. You feel me?
That's the
whole. So you're worried about the defense. You're worried about the offensive line. I mean, if I went through all the other teams, would I not find areas of concern?
You would, but we're talking about this team. We're talking about the Eagles, and I think there are a lot of holes in this roster.
You're telling me this team's not going to make the playoffs?
I think it's possible.
Oh, my God.
If you were to ask me, is it possible
without injury? Without injury?
Absolutely, I think it's possible. Where do you fall on this, Elliot? Are we overrating the Eagles?
Saying it's possible is pretty strong. I mean, they should be a playoff team for sure this year. So I think where I fall on it, you know, having watched this team throughout training camp, it is easy to talk yourself into this team. Because to Ike's point, they do have an absurd amount of talent on the offensive side of the ball. There's probably not an offensive team I would take in this league over them. You could argue the Chiefs just simply because of Mahomes. But outside of that, between the receivers and all that, my concern and what I'm trying to talk myself down
if Mahomes had this offense, people would be picking the Chiefs to go 17-0.
But yeah, we don't 100%. Have Patrick Mahomes.
We don't need Patrick Mahomes. I'm just saying, if he was in this offense, they'd be picked to go 17-0. That's how good the offense is.
Fair enough.
So my concern is they had this talent last year, and I actually think the roster is worse now than it was last year. And I think we dismiss a little bit. I think we dismiss what happened last year because it's not fun to think about. But this team at the end of last year had A.J. Brown. They had Devontae. They had Dallas Goedert. They had a good running back. They didn't have Saquon, but they did have a good running back. And they completely faltered. And if you look at the history, ESPN wrote an article about this, and I found it very compelling. If you look at teams over the last 20 years that win a high percentage of one-score games, and the next year, it always falls back down to earth. If you look at last year, the Eagles were 7-3 in one-score games. If you look at teams that barely outscore the opponents, the Eagles were +5 last year and +-. The next year, they generally fall off, too.
How many one-score games do you think the Chiefs won last year?
The Chiefs have
averaging 21 points.
The Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes.
So does the record say unless you have Patrick Mahomes?
No, I'm saying I can't.
You have Patrick Mahomes?
No, but I think that unless you have, if you have Patrick Mahomes, then those rules don't apply to you. Much like when you have Tom Brady, they don't apply to you. Eagles team, right? If you look at last year, they were not good at the end of last year, and they won a lot of one score games. So going into this year, I think the combination of the offensive line concern, the defensive line concern, and what history tells me, I think they'll be a playoff team. I think they'll probably win the division. But like 12 wins, I do think we are ignoring the obvious flaws here.
No, I'm not ignoring the obvious flaws. I think you guys are hanging on to the end of the season last year, and that clouds your judgment moving forward when evaluating this team. Let me get back to these one-score wins the Eagles had last year that somehow has them doomed this season. Let me give you one example. 2022. Minnesota Vikings had a bunch of those one-score wins, right?
Right.
They overachieved.
Right.
Am I right?
And they got to the playoffs. They lost to a Giants team. It stinks.
Key word, overachieved.
Yeah.
The Eagles did what last year?
They underachieved.
Ah, there's a difference. There's a difference. So hold on.
They underachieved.
Oh, now we're going to say we think they underachieved.
Well, I mean, they reached
God. Now let me finish my point, TK. The point that I'm making is when Minnesota did what they did, they maxed out who they were as a team. They overachieved. The Eagles underachieved last year. They didn't max out who they are as a team. So if I believe this is a different team under a different sort of guidance, a different scheme on both sides of the football, we got an infusion of youth and athleticism on the defensive side of the ball. We got an experienced defensive coordinator who knows how to put a game plan together and call a game cohesively with that complements other things they do defensively, which Sean Desai had no clue in what he was doing. Then Matt Patricia just got in there and made it worse. So you're telling me with Vic Fangio here and the young guys that we have back there right now, and the young guys, there's an upgraded linebacker. The only place I'm concerned with is up front, and that's huge. And it's not like they had 70 sacks last year. So it's not like they had a ton of sacks last year. I'm concerned about the guys up front. I think we're improved in the back seven. And there's no question in my mind about the offensive side of the ball where I think they're going to be improved at. You guys keep talking about Mekhi Becton at the right guard spot. You know what? If Mekhi Becton doesn't pan out over there at right guard, then Tyler Steen is going to go in there. You know what's not going to happen? The season isn't going to crumble because somebody can't play right guard.
I disagree with that.
They're solid at every other position on the offensive line. They've had Brandon Brooks play right guard. They've had Isaac Seumalo play right guard. Who played right guard last year?
It was Juergens.
Cam Juergens played right guard last year. They won double digits with all those players.
Who played right guard in 2020? Jason Peters and Jamon Brown.
Who cares about 2020? The line is not the same as it was in 2020. You're talking about one player now versus then damn near the entire line was in shambles in 2020. It's not 2020 anymore.
And you lost a Hall of Fame center. Like, this is a huge deal, losing a Hall of Fame center. And like,
did we have that center last year?
Jason Kelce? Yeah. Yes, they did.
How did we play last year?
They fell apart at the end of the year. No question about it.
Oh, but he was here, though.
But
right?
I don't think Jason Kelce is the reason it fell apart.
No, my point is that we talk about how bad they were, and he was here.
Right.
So how does that make it worse that he's not here now?
Because he's a better player than Cam Juergens is. Would you disagree with that?
No, he's had a better career than Cam Juergens. I'm going to find out this year what Cam Juergens. I'm going to be fair to Cam Juergens. Let him start at center to see what he looks like at center. Jason Kelce's had a Hall of Fame career. This is not to besmirch his career.
Mm-hmm.
But according to everybody, we were the worst team in the league picking up the blitz. Mm-hmm. Was he not a part of that?
He was. He was.
Okay.
He was a big part of it.
Okay then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And if you want to get into 1-5-5-9-2-9-4-9.
Was he not a part of that?
Like, and I'll just say right now, I'm picking this team to make the playoffs. I believe the Eagles are going to make the playoffs, but can I see a world in which they don't? Yeah, and here's what Nick Wright had to say yesterday.
Yeah, everybody gets injured.
It's got people worked up. Here's what Nick Wright had to say in regards to the Eagles.
At number three is the Philadelphia Eagles. They've lost six of the last seven games. They had a bottom four defense across the board in the NFL last season. They lost a future Hall of Famer, the leader of their team, the best player on their offense. Their coach and their quarterback don't get along. Their coach was known for one thing, kind of being a jerk on the sidelines, and now he's been like, no, I'm going to stop that. If anyone else could have told him that was a bad idea years ago, classic two, once again. And all of those things, they come into the season on the hot seat. They have two great receivers. I know that. I don't know much else about this football team other than their GM loves the acquisition of, oh, I knew who that guy is. Jahan Dotson? Oh, yeah, I remember him.
He's good.
Is he a third receiver? Based on what?
Well, Sam Howell?
Based on what?
Now, I don't like Howie hate, but aside from that, everything he said is kind of true. Like, aside from the skill position players, we don't know a lot about this team right now.
We don't know what Jalen Hurts is as a quarterback.
I think Jalen Hurts is a really good quarterback, but based off the end of last year, do we know that? No.
Huh? So we're going to take what he did at the end of last year and compare that to what he did the rest of his time as a starter, and that outweighs everything else?
It was a very mixed season from Jalen. He's got to come out and he's got to prove it.
The season wasn't Jalen's fault. I'm not saying he's blameless in the situation, but we act like Jalen was the reason why they lost all these games at the end of the year. It was a terrible environment to be in. It was a terrible coaching situation at the time. He didn't benefit from it. He didn't handle it well. There's a lot of people where a finger can be pointed at. Well, now we're going to sit here and act like Jalen Hurts. Like, well, we don't know. I guess Jalen Hurts can be, he could be a bottom 10 quarterback in the league. Really? Tell me you know he is a top 10 to 12 quarterback in this league.
I think he's a top 10 to 12 quarterback. Man. I don't know that. Where do you stand on that, Elliot? Do you think we can take
you don't know, have a take.
Is definitively a top 10 to 12 quarterback? No, I don't know that.
He is definitely
why don't you know he's definitively? Yeah. If I asked you if C.J. Stroud was, you would say, yeah, wouldn't you?
C.J. Stroud?
I
don't know if he's top 10 to 12 quarterback either. I need to see guys do it consistently year over year over year.
We got the quarterback wizard over here.
We've seen one great year.
You need to see it for a few years. Okay, I was just testing you.
So,
we've seen one great year. Okay.
Just like your boy the Bronco.
Okay.
One great year.
Okay. Unnecessary shot, but I'll take it. You're a guy who needs to see more.
Yes.
From a lot of guys. Okay, so I want to hear about everybody else being elite.
Fair enough.
You only had one or two good
There are only a few elite quarterbacks in the league. Mahomes, Burrow, Allen.
Why is Burrow elite?
I mean, Burrow's done it year over year. He's a great quarterback.
I'm a damn Bengals fan. What has he done year over year?
He went to the Super Bowl and a championship game the next year, right?
He's finished two seasons healthy.
And where is his team gone when he's finished those seasons healthy? The Super Bowl and the championship.
So him being injured doesn't matter?
It shows when he's healthy. His team's really good.
I didn't say he was a bum quarterback. Right. I'm talking about how does he get to be elite?
Well, that's how I define elite.
Because he went to one Super Bowl?
When you're great, when you are healthy, your team is great.
Okay, who's your third guy?
My third guy, Josh Allen.
Year over year. What did Josh Allen do to be elite?
Where do you fall on it, Elliot?
Hold on. I got you on the grill. What did Josh Allen do to be elite?
Josh Allen is in the playoffs every single season.
Does he disappoint every year?
Does he disappoint every year
in the playoffs?
Yes, but he's getting there. Ike, like last year, the fact that the Eagles finished the way that they did, you don't see
Jalen Hurts been in the playoffs? Has Jalen Hurts been in the playoffs every year as a quarterback?
Every year he's been a starter.
He has been in every year.
Okay.
But last year, did you feel good about that?
Has Jalen Hurts been to the Super Bowl?
Yes, Jalen Hurts has been to the Super Bowl.
So why isn't he the elite?
I think he's a really good quarterback, but I don't know that. I need to see him do it this year.
What's the difference between him and Josh Allen?
The difference between him and Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Because Josh Allen has done it consistently year over year, and Jalen hasn't.
He's done what?
Year over year, his team is winning double-digit games, and they're going to the postseason.
And going home.
Yes, and going home.
Yes. And he's led the league in turnover since he was drafted.
Yes.
He turns the ball over more than any quarterback in the league.
You would rank Jalen
Hurts.
But
he's elite. No, I just want to know. Everybody has their own definition of elite, so I'm trying to figure out why is he elite and why this kid is he gets crapped on and you don't know what he is and you watch him every year. Well, why is it that you're so confident in these other guys? What have they done?
Because I see them do it year after year. We can say whatever we want about Jalen Hurts. I like Jalen Hurts. I think he's a good quarterback. But the bottom line is, he's had 3 years as a starter, and two of those years have not ended very well.
I didn't say Jalen was elite. I'm just wondering why these other guys, other than Patrick Mahomes, get elite status so freely. It just rolls off the tongue.
I think it's
because everybody else gets elite status, but this kid has done nothing but win since he's been in the league. Yeah, he's don't have the strongest arm. He's not the fastest, but that's because you have to decide what do you want from your quarterback ultimately. You want him to look good losing? Because Josh Allen looks great on that sideline.
Right. I want him to be consistent. And again, I like Jalen Hurts.
How more consistent can you be with three straight years of being in the
postseason? You don't think he's got a ton to prove this year? He does. It's not hard. It's not an unrealistic thing or an unfair thing to ask him to be great this year.
So I do think Jalen gets dinged because of where he was drafted, if we're being honest. Like these guys, if Jalen was a first-round pick, he would be viewed different as opposed to when he was drafted. Not only was in the second round, but the Eagles themselves basically said we view him as a backup. So I think he's been fighting that. On a larger scale, my worry with this team, with this Eagles team, is I think we are ignoring the warning signs like we did last year. Last year when they were coming off the Super Bowl, we all knew it was really hard to get back to the Super Bowl. We all knew the history was not on their side. No team had done in the NFC since the 70s. No team in the past however many years had been back. Mm-hmm. But we looked and said, well, they are really talented. They have Jalen. And there was logic in that. But what ended up happening? They ran out of steam at the end of the year because it's really hard to lose the Super Bowl and get back the next year. My concern with this team is they do have a ton of talent. They do have a top 10 quarterback in Jalen Hurts. I think they have a top 10 head coach. Like, I think they are loaded. But history says if you come off a season where you win a high level of one-score games and you don't really dominate your opponents, the following year, the average team loses 3 wins. They had 11 wins last year. So do I think they'll win 8 games?
You say 3 wins?
The average team loses 3 wins.
Loses 3 wins,
right. Yeah. So you go from 11 wins to 8 wins.
I got you.
I think they'll win more than 8 games. But after watching this team for a whole training camp, they have great skill players. But what they also have are two potentially fatal flaws. I don't think most weeks they'll win at the line of scrimmage on either side of the ball. And they're coming off a season where history says you do not improve the following year. So are they capable of winning playoff games? Yes. But history says that is not what we're in store for this season.
Yeah, and I think that's fair enough. And I think when we look at this team, they're hoping the coordinators are going to solve a lot of the issues. And they're hoping the coordinators are going to solve a lot of the roster issues. But when we look at the roster, I don't think the roster is as good this year as the roster was last year.
I think it's better.
Okay, fair enough. 215-592-9494. Do you believe we are overrating the Eagles going into this season? And we do have a next question for you today. And it had to deal with great what-ifs because Allen Robinson was released today. You guys remember when the Eagles were trying to acquire Allen Robinson a couple years ago?
Yeah, they just couldn't stop it. They got a Penn State wide receiver here.
Well, it ended up working out well.
Or running back, too. They were just,
they got A.J. Brown that year. In the end, they did land their Penn State wide receiver. But give us a great what-if. It could be sports. It could be non-sports. We'll do that for the next question today. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Tom Kelly, Elliot Shore Parks, Ike Reese with you on the afternoon show today. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the afternoon show. Once again, no Spike, no Fritz. Tom Kelly, Elliot Shore Parks. We got Francisco Rojas back in studio today. And, of course, holding it all together, the great Ike Reese. What's happening, Ike?
Am I on? I'm on. Damn it. Breitmeyer. Okay, I'm on.
We're on, Ike.
TK, ESP. Holla at you, boy. I'm not used to getting introduced last. I just want you to know that, TK.
No holla.
Just for the second time. I mean, for the next time when you're hosting in place of Spike.
Okay.
I'm used to going first.
Well, I was trying to build up to you.
Well, I know.
I got to let the audience, those guys are out today.
Well, this is my listening audience. They already know I'm here today.
And I'm used to going last, so you can just...
I'm off to a bad start. Yeah. I'm so focused on not overextending my voice to start out today, because that was the problem with the Open yesterday, is I came in a little too hot.
Yeah.
So I was focused on that. I wasn't focused on getting you first.
You're all good, brother. You know I got to fluster you. It's okay.
Oh, it's great.
What's up, brother?
Good, man. And a big day today. We're down at the ballpark today. Mm-hmm. We'll get into the Phils. Great win for the Phils last night. 10th inning, able to beat the Houston Astros, and getting back on track. And we said we need 5-6 wins this week. That's the way to get started last night.
All right, let me just start off with congratulations on the W last night. My goodness, do we have to sweat out every Zach Wheeler outing?
Against the Astros, yeah, you're going to have to sweat those games. You're not going to blow that team out of the water.
It's not about blowing the team out. It's about how about get some runs for the guy.
That's a good win. They got three runs. The bullpen was electric.
I don't like just three runs. Listen, we're coming off scoring 22 runs in two games, 40-something hits over the weekend. Yes, it was a nice win last night. It's three in a row. It's nice. What I'm asking about is consistency with the offense scoring, hitting with runners in scoring position. Alec Bohm, hello, Bohmer. Come on, brother. Wake up. Don't act like they didn't have opportunities last night, TK. Stop throwing bouquets because they won a game last night that maybe you didn't expect them to win. It's a nice win. Point is, plenty of opportunities out there to continue to put runs on the board. And they didn't. Maybe we wouldn't have had to sweat that game out the way that we did.
You're right about Bohm. I don't know what he's doing. Taking that fastball right down the middle, waist high in the eighth inning. I mean, that was not a good look.
It was a great at bat. He's battling. And then you take that for a third strike?
That was tough.
Come on, man.
But a good win.
My guy. Bohm. That's my guy.
Feel good about the team.
All right,
good win for the Phils. We'll get more into the Phils.
Bryce Harper with the clutch
coming
hit.
Coming up. Bryce Harper.
I always said.
Maybe Elliot motivated him. Elliot said yesterday on the show it wasn't clutch.
Yeah.
Said, you know what, I'm gonna take that and I'm going to shove it in Elliot's face.
Well, look, it's about time there was one Phillies influencer on this show, right? Someone's got to influence the team.
There you go.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, when he hit that, I didn't really know if that was going to get through.
Yeah,
It didn't look like it was going.
I was actually happy and surprised that it got through. And you're right. It was
nice defensive play by him too.
A great defensive play.
No, he heard you. He heard you.
Yeah, he heard you. It's about motivating.
Was also a little nervous when Dusty waved a Schwarbaum home there in that spot. I mean, we don't know if he's going to make it, but he scores the run.
Hey, man, that's the new Schwarber, man.
Yeah. Hey, he looks fleet of foot.
Yeah, yeah.
He gets the win. They were also arguing today who would win the race, Schwarber or Hugh. Come on,
listen. I told the big homie to give it up, man.
Yeah. He's not letting that one go.
Yeah, he got to give it up. I know what it looks like. Listen, because I
kind of slimmed down though a little.
Listen, I'll throw out there too that I could beat certain guys that are still active, right? Yeah. Well, not active, but maybe. When Alshon was playing, I feel like I was still faster than him. And that was a pipe dream too. But yeah, Hugh's even worse off than I am.
Hey, man, Hugh looks good.
He looks good for his age. He looks good for his age.
Right. Yeah, not happening. But we'll get more into the Phils coming
up
later on.
Doesn't look good compared to a 31-year-old.
No, certainly not. And we love you. Not trying to.
Right. Some people think they can hit a home run. Some people are realistic about their expectations.
Right. This is what happens at this station. We watch so much sports, we start to think that we can do things. Listen, I've often said that P.J. Tucker is in the league. I should have been in the league. If I was 2 inches taller, I would have been in the NBA.
No, you wouldn't have.
Come on, bro.
You wouldn't have been in the NBA.
Come on, bro. 6'5" in this league?
I think I'm the
only. How did P.J. Tucker get in the league?
I am the only person at this station that's realistic. You think you could have played in the NBA.
Man.
Elliot thinks he can hit a home run.
Bruce
Jack
Bowen.
Jack thinks he can pitch in the major leagues. I'm the only one who knows
I think
I
you got to believe in yourself.
Reggie Evans?
Yeah.
My man E. Snow?
You could be the Reggie Evans?
I'm just saying these are dudes that were in the league.
I could be a hustle
I feel
player.
Like I could have been in the league because of those
guys. You could do the Udonis Haslam role. In the later stages of his career. That's what you could do.
TK, you're sleeping on my... Listen, I'm moving down the rankings right now. I was 30 years ago is what I'm talking about, man. I was a lot different as an athlete.
All right,
back then,
well,
TK.
I'd like to see some tape of you playing basketball back then.
Well, you probably got those Eagles PAL games or whatever they were
damn
calling
right.
it. Yeah.
Damn right. I was unstoppable in those
starting
games.
Player over here.
I was finally living my high school dream. Well, coach wouldn't let me shoot in high school.
Well, there you go. And you ended up on the – I'd say everything worked out pretty well for you. But we'll get to the Phils later on. Big day for the Eagles today. Cut down day coming up at 4 o'clock. We have Elliot here, which is perfect. Elliot will give us the breaking news throughout the course of the show. Eagles have already made a couple moves today, but – you know, following up kind of on what the midday show was talking about today with the Eagles, because we were talking about it before the show, and they were talking about, are the Eagles more likely to win the Super Bowl or miss the playoffs? And when I think about this team, I think it's clearly missed the playoffs. And the question we want to ask today, are we overrating the Eagles coming into this season? And if you want to get in and start the show, 215-592-9494 is how you do so. 215-592-9494, because I look at it, And I think there are a lot of holes on this roster that we're choosing not to talk about. Hmm. The offensive line, I'm a guardsman. I don't like the situation at right guard with Mekhi Becton. You have Cam Jurgens, a first-time center. You have the defense. There are holes all over this defense. The defensive line, this might be the worst Eagles defensive line going into a season I've seen in years. Hmm. The secondary, so many question marks. Linebacker is what linebacker always is. I think we're overrating the Eagles. Ike, your yes. take.
Well, we certainly aren't overrating the Eagles, and I'm starting to feel like, you know, there's a storyline building here with the Eagles that I'm not sure why it's starting to gain some steam. You know, these national guys, I'm watching today, and there's more Jalen Hurts takes. You know, Nick Wright yesterday with his nonsense about the Eagles not even making the playoffs. Like, you mean to tell me someone has the stones or the foresight to predict a team with this type of talent on it is not going to make the playoffs and they're not trolling? Like, what football acumen must you have to come to that conclusion? You can say they're not going to win the Super Bowl. Hell, you can even argue they're not going to win the division. But they're not going to make the playoffs at all? I just don't see that. And listen, if he's right, I'll give him credit for being right. I still think he's just being a hater. And because he knows that Jalen outdueled Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, and we won't let him forget about that. And he's been wrong about the Eagles on so many other occasions. This is just him throwing something else out there because he made comments about Jalen in the past. And see, what's wrong with a lot of guys who are in this business is that it's a blessing and a curse, or it's a double-edged sword. You know, you give an opinion, you give a take, and then you feel like you have to constantly validate that by giving more bad takes on top of that just so you can remain consistent with that.
Well, let's get to what
Can't
Nick Wright
relate.
So hold on. Hold on. Let me finish what I'm going at, TK. This team will win a minimum of 12 games. Mm. It's a minimum of 12 games.
A minimum of 12
games. Yes. Yeah, minimum. 12 games, TK. You got that?
That's crazy.
You got that?
That's crazy.
I said 12.
You can say that with this defense. Did I stutter? No holes on this defense, Ike.
Yeah. The holes aren't as big as you think they are. That's first and foremost. Secondly, I look at some of these offenses. Yeah, you know, there's some good offenses they face. There's also some offenses that, you know, I think as the season goes on, we're going to be able to at least hold our own defensively. We're going to be able to hold our own defensively. You feel me?
That's the
So you're worried about the defense. You're worried about the offensive line. I mean, if I went through all the other teams, would I not find areas of concern?
You would, but we're okay. talking about this team. We're talking about okay. the Eagles, and I think there are a lot of holes in this roster.
You're telling me this team's not going to make the playoffs?
I think it's possible.
Oh my God. If
you were to ask me, is it possible
without injury?
Make the playoffs?
Without injury?
Absolutely, I think it's possible. No. Where do you fall on this, Elliot? Are we overrating the Eagles?
Saying it's possible is pretty strong. I mean, they should be a playoff team for sure this year. So I think where I fall on it, you know, having watched this team throughout training camp, it is easy to talk yourself into this team. Because to Ike's point, they do have an absurd amount of talent on the offensive side of the ball. There's probably not an offensive team I would take in this league over them. You could argue the Chiefs just simply because of Mahomes. But outside of that, between the receivers and all that, my concern and what I'm trying to talk myself down
from. If Mahomes had this skill, if Mahomes had this offense, people would be picking the Chiefs to go 17-0.
But we don't have Patrick Mahomes.
We don't need Patrick Mahomes. I'm just saying, if he was in this offense, they'd be picked to go 17-0. That's how good the offense is.
Fair enough.
So my concern is they had this talent last year. And I actually think the roster is worse now than it was last year. And I think we dismiss a little bit. I think we dismiss what happened last year because it's not fun to think about. But this team at the end of last year had A.J. Brown. They had Devontae. They had Dallas Goedert. They had a good running back. They didn't have Saquon, but they did have a good running back. And they completely faltered. And if you look at the history, ESPN wrote an article about this, and I found it very compelling. If you look at teams over the last 20 years that win a high percentage of one-score games, and the next year, it always falls back down to earth. If you look at last year, the Eagles were 7-3 in one-score games. If you look at teams that barely outscore the opponents, Eagles were +5 last year and +-. The next year, they generally fall off too.
How many one-score games do you think the Chiefs won last year?
The Chiefs have
averaging 21
the,
points.
The
game.
Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes.
So does the record say unless you have Patrick Mahomes?
No, I'm saying I can't.
You have Patrick Mahomes?
No, but I think that unless you have if you have Patrick Mahomes, then those rules don't apply to you. Much like when you have Tom Brady, they don't apply to you. If when you look at this Eagles team, right? If you look at last year, they were not good at the end of last year, and they won a lot of one score games. So going into this year, I think the combination of the offensive line concern, the defensive line concern, and what history tells me, I think they'll be a playoff team. I think they'll probably win the division. But like 12 wins, I do think we are ignoring the obvious flaws here.
No, I'm not ignoring the obvious flaws. I think you guys are hanging on to the end of the season last year, and that clouds your judgment moving forward when evaluating this team. Let me get back to these one-score wins the Eagles had last year that somehow has them doomed this season. Let me give you one example. 2022. Minnesota Vikings had a bunch of those one-score wins, right?
Right.
They overachieved.
Right.
Am I right?
And they got to the playoffs. They lost to a Giants team. It stinks.
Key word, overachieved.
Yeah.
The Eagles did what last year?
They underachieved.
Ah, there's a difference. There's a difference. So hold on.
They underachieved.
Oh, now we're going to say we think they underachieved.
Well, I mean, they reached
God. Now let me finish my point, TK. The point that I'm making is when Minnesota did what they did, they maxed out who they were as a team. They overachieved. The Eagles underachieved last year. They didn't max out who they are as a team. So if I believe this is a different team under a different sort of guidance, a different scheme on both sides of the football, we got an infusion of youth and athleticism on the defensive side of the ball. We got an experienced defensive coordinator who knows how to put a game plan together and call a game cohesively with that complements other things they do defensively, which Sean Desai had no clue in what he was doing. Then Matt Patricia just got in there and made it worse. So you're telling me with Vic Fangio here and the young guys that we have back there right now, and the young guys, there's an upgraded linebacker. The only place I'm concerned with is up front, and that's huge. And it's not like they had 70 sacks last year. So it's not like they had a ton of sacks last year. I'm concerned about the guys up front. I think we're improved in the back seven. And there's no question in my mind about the offensive side of the ball where I think they're going to be improved at. You guys keep talking about Mekhi Becton at the right guard spot. You know what? If Mekhi Becton doesn't pan out over there at right guard, then Tyler Steen is going to go in there. You know what's not going to happen? The season isn't going to crumble because somebody can't play right guard.
I disagree with that.
They're solid at every other position on the offensive line. They've had Brandon Brooks play right guard. They've had Isaac Seumalo play right guard. Who played right guard last year?
It was Juergens.
Cam Juergens played right guard last year. They won double digits with all those players.
Who played right guard in 2020? Jason Peters and Jamon Brown.
Who cares about 2020? The line is not the same as it was in 2020. You're talking about one player now versus then damn near the entire line was in shambles in 2020. It's not 2020 anymore.
And you lost a Hall of Fame center. Like, this is a huge deal, losing a Hall of Fame center. And Ike,
did we have that center last year?
Jason Kelce? Yeah. Yes, they did.
How did we play last year?
They fell apart at the end of the year. No question about it.
Oh, but he was here, though.
But
right?
I don't think Jason Kelce is the reason it fell apart.
No, my point is that we talk about how bad they were, and he was here.
Right.
So what? How does that make it worse that he's not here now?
Because he's a better player than Cam Juergens is. Would you disagree with that?
No, he's had a better career than Cam Juergens. I'm going to find out this year what Cam Juergens is. I'm going to be fair. I'm going to be fair to Cam Juergens. Let him start at center to see what he looks like at center. Jason Kelce's had a Hall of Fame career. This is not to besmirch his career.
Mm-hmm.
But according to everybody, we were the worst team in the league picking up the blitz. Mm-hmm. Was he not a part of that?
He was. He was.
Okay.
He
then.
Was a big part of it.
Okay then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And if you want to get into 1-5-5-9-2-9-4-9,
was he not a part of that?
Like, and I'll just say right now, I'm picking this team to make the playoffs. I believe the Eagles are going to make the playoffs, but can I see a world in which they don't? Yeah. And here's what Nick Wright had to say yesterday.
Yeah, everybody gets injured.
It's got people worked up. Here's what Nick Wright had to say in regards to the Eagles.
At number three is the Philadelphia Eagles. They've lost six of the last seven games. They had a bottom four defense across the board in the NFL last season. They lost a future Hall of Famer, the leader of their team, the best player on their offense. Their coach and their quarterback don't get along. Their coach was known for one thing, kind of being a jerk on the sidelines, and now he's been like, no, I'm going to stop that. If anyone else could have told him that was a bad idea years ago, classic two, once again. And all of those things, they come into the season on the hot seat. They have two great receivers. I know that. I don't know much else about this football team other than their GM loves the acquisition of, oh, I knew who that guy is. Jahan Dotson? Oh, yeah, I remember him.
He's good.
Is he a third receiver? Based on what?
Well, Sam Howell?
Based on what?
Now, I don't like Howie hate, but aside from that, everything he said is kind of true. Like, aside from the skill position players, we don't know a lot about this team right now.
We don't know what Jalen Hurts is as a quarterback.
I think Jalen Hurts is a really good quarterback, but based off the end of last year, do we know that? No.
Huh? So we're going to take what he did at the end of last year and compare that to what he did the rest of his time as a starter, and that outweighs everything else?
It was a very mixed season from Jalen. He's got to come out and he's got to prove it.
The season wasn't Jalen's fault. I'm not saying he's blameless in the situation, but we act like Jalen was the reason why they lost all these games at the end of the year. It was a terrible environment to be in. It was a terrible coaching situation at the time. He didn't benefit from it. He didn't handle it well. There's a lot of people where the finger can be pointed at. But now we're going to sit here and act like Jalen Hurts. Like, well, we don't know. I guess Jalen Hurts can be, he could be a bottom 10 quarterback in the league. Really? Tell me you know he is a top 10 to 12 quarterback in this league.
I think he's a top 10 to 12 quarterback. Oh, I don't know that. Where do you stand on that, Elliot? Do you think we can say
you don't know, have a take.
Is definitively a top 10 to 12 quarterback? No, I don't know that. He is definitely
Why don't you know he's definitively there? Yeah. If I asked you if C.J. Stroud was, you would say, yeah, wouldn't you?
C.J. Stroud? I don't know if he's top 10 to 12 quarterback either. I need to see guys do it consistently year over year over year.
We got the quarterback wizard over here.
We've seen one great year.
You need to see it for a few years. Okay, I was just testing you.
So,
we've seen one great year. Okay.
Just like your boy the Bronco.
Okay.
One great year.
Okay. Unnecessary shot, but I'll take it. You're a guy who needs to see more.
Yes.
From a lot of guys. Okay, so I want to hear about everybody else being elite.
Fair enough.
You only have one or two good
There are only a few elite quarterbacks in the league. Mahomes, Burrow, Allen.
Why is Burrow elite?
I mean, Burrow's done it year over year.
He's a great quarterback. I'm a damn Bengals fan. What has he done year over year?
He went to the Super Bowl and a championship game next year, right?
He's finished two seasons healthy.
And where is his team gone when he's finished those seasons healthy? The Super Bowl and the championship.
So him being injured doesn't matter?
It shows when he's healthy. His team's really good.
I didn't say he was a bum quarterback. Right. I'm talking about how does he get to be elite?
Well, that's how I define
elite. Because he went to one
elite.
Super Bowl?
When you're great, when you are healthy, your team is great.
Okay, who's your third guy?
My third guy, Josh Allen.
Year over year. What did Josh Allen do to be elite?
Where do you fall on it, Elliot?
Hold on. I got you on the grill. What did Josh Allen do to be elite?
Josh Allen is in the playoffs every single season.
Does he disappoint every year?
Yes, but he's getting there. Ike, like last year, the fact that the Eagles finished the way that they did, you don't
see
these other guys
have that attitude. Has Jalen Hurts been in the playoffs every year as a quarterback?
Every year he's been a starter.
He has been in every year. Okay, but last year, did you feel good about
that? Has Jalen Hurts been to the Super Bowl?
Yes, Jalen Hurts has been to the Super Bowl.
So why isn't he the elite?
I think he's a really good quarterback, but I don't know that. I need to see him do it this year.
What's the difference between him and Josh Allen?
The difference between him and Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Because Josh Allen has done it consistently year over year, and Jalen hasn't.
He's done what?
Year over year, his team is winning double-digit games, and they're going to the postseason.
And going home.
Yes, and going home.
Yes. And he's led the league in turnover since he was drafted.
Yes.
He turns the ball over more than any quarterback in the league.
You would rank Jalen
Hurts. But he's elite. No, I just want to know. Everybody has their own definition of elite, so I'm trying to figure out why is he elite and why this kid is he gets crapped on and you don't know what he is and you watch him every year. Well, why is it that you're so confident in these other guys? What have they done?
Because I see them do it year after year. We can say whatever we want about Jalen Hurts. I like Jalen Hurts. I think he's a good quarterback. But the bottom line is, he's had 3 years as a starter, and two of those years have not ended very well.
I didn't say Jalen was elite. I'm just wondering why these other guys, other than Patrick Mahomes, get elite status so freely. It just rolls off the tongue.
I think it's
everybody else gets elite status, but this kid has done nothing but win since he's been in the league. Yeah, he's not had the strongest arm. He's not the fastest, but that's because you have to decide what do you want from your quarterback ultimately. You want him to look good losing? Because Josh Allen looks great on that sideline.
Right. I want him to be consistent. And again, I like Jalen Hurts.
How more consistent can you be with three straight years of being in the
postseason? You don't think he's got a ton to prove this year? He does. It's not hard. It's not a an unrealistic thing or unfair thing to ask him to be great this year.
So I do think Jalen gets dinged because of where he was drafted, if we're being honest. Like these guys, if Jalen was a first-round pick, he would be viewed different as opposed to when he was drafted. Not only was in the second round, but the Eagles themselves basically said we view him as a backup. So I think he's been fighting that. On a larger scale, my worry with this team, with this Eagles team, is I think we are ignoring the warning signs like we did last year. Last year when they were coming off the Super Bowl, we all knew it was really hard to get back to the Super Bowl. We all knew the history was not on their side. No team had done it in the NFC since the 70s. No team in the past however many years had been back. Mm-hmm. But we looked and said, well, they are really talented. They have Jalen. And there was logic in that. But what ended up happening? They ran out of steam at the end of the year because it's really hard to lose the Super Bowl and get back the next year. My concern with this team is they do have a ton of talent. They do have a top 10 quarterback in Jalen Hurts. I think they have a top 10 head coach. Like I think they are loaded. But history says if you come off a season where you win a high level of one-score games and you don't really dominate your opponents, the following year, the average team loses 3 wins. They had 11 wins last year. So do I think they'll win 8 games?
You say 3 wins?
The average team loses 3 wins. Loses 3 wins, right. Yeah. So you go from 11 wins to 8 wins.
I got you.
I think they'll win more than 8 games. But after watching this team for a whole training camp, they have great skill players. But what they also have are two potentially fatal flaws. I don't think most weeks they'll win at the line of scrimmage on either side of the ball. And they're coming off a season where history says you do not improve the following year. So are they capable of winning playoff games? Yes. But history says that is not what we're in store for this season.
Yeah, and I think that's fair enough. And I think they're when we look at this team, they're hoping the coordinators are going to solve a lot of the issues. And they're hoping the coordinators are going to solve a lot of the roster issues. But when we look at the roster, I don't think the roster is as good this year as the roster was last year.
I think it's better.
Okay, fair enough. 215-592-9494. Do you believe we are overrating the Eagles going into this season? And we do have a next question for you today. And it had to deal with great what-ifs because Allen Robinson was released today. You guys remember when the Eagles were trying to acquire Allen Robinson a couple years ago?
Yeah, they just couldn't stop it. They got a Penn State wide receiver here.
Well, it ended up working out well.
Or running back, too. They were just,
they got A.J. Brown that year. In the end, they did land their Penn State wide receiver. But give us a great what-if. It could be sports. It could be non-sports. We'll do that for the next question today. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Tom Kelly, Elliot Shore Parks, Ike Reese with you on the afternoon show today. Sports Radio 94 WIP.